This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We're going to talk more about the lies surrounding WHO flu here in just a bit, because Fauci has come out with a new statement. And we've learned a lot. We learned that Birch lied. All of them. They're just a bunch of liars. They told us what they were told to tell us. And nobody can hold them responsible because they did the Emergency Use Authorization Act, which allowed them to guinea pig the world, or in our case, America, with this stupid WHO flu vaccine that we know doesn't work. Fauci admits it. We'll get into it in more detail here in a bit. But here's what I will tell you. This trial run that they did, it infuriated Americans. And I was at an event recently and they asked the question, are you going to believe when they come out with the next pandemic, scamdemic, are you going to wear a mask? Are you going to get a vaccine? Are you going to capitulate? Are you going to lock down? And everybody's like, no, I mean, yelling, no. Conservatives get it. Speaking of conservatives, welcome conservatives. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network is where you can find out more about me and the team. And I hope you will. Pass it along. Get other people to do it. Oh, by the way, I heard from Brother Bob down in the cigar club. He's got himself a new gig. He's not able to spend as much time with me. I forgive you, Bob. I forgive you. But I know your wife is listening because she's an avid fan. And I know Andy's down there listening. He's one of my biggest fans. And many others. And by the way, we will be in Orlando. I'm sorry, in St. Pete. For the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour, working it out with the radio show, working out with my cigar club and many others. And I'm going to come down there and you're going to have the most fun you've had laughing in a long time. So we're getting that set up and I'm happy that Stu and Kirk and Bob and others, Bonnie, all these great folks down there that gave me such love and hospitality actually flew me in. Because I'd said some things that we wanted to clear up, and I went down and met with them. They were spectacular people and still are. They weren't just were, they still are spectacular people. And I'm going to be down there with them, and we are lifelong friends, I'm proud to say. And by the way, these people do amazing work in my cigar club. Many of them are Scientologists, but they are from all different ilks. They're Catholics, they're Protestants, they're Jews and Gentiles of all types, even Muslims. And they are out doing work. I'm talking about saving lives, working with orphans, working with people. They put their time and energy in their heart, where their mouths are. And there's nobody that's ever going to get negative press from me on that. Anyway, I'm looking forward to seeing all you guys and the hundreds of other people that we expect to come to the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour. And I hope you guys will go to the kevinjacksonnetwork.com/comedy and you can find out all about the tour, when it's going to be, where it's going to be. For those of you who want to donate to get laughter out there, please do. We'd love for you to do that. We need to laugh more. We need our First Amendment rights back. And more importantly, we need people making fun of the other side, because in that ridicule is where you learn the most. Now, what else are we working on here at the Kevin Jackson Network? My team just brought back Ariel and Chris, a Christian from D.C., they said they had a spectacular time with the Hillsdale team. We've got various women's groups here in Arizona that are now sponsoring our children to get into the Hillsdale feeder program so they can learn classical Christian education, not indoctrination. They're not going to go to school to become radicals, zealots, feminists, etc. They're going to go to school to learn something and then to get out and contribute to society. And what better place than Hillsdale College? I'm so proud to be associated with this project and what we were able to accomplish. And thanks for everybody who donated to help send Ariel and Christian to D.C. and get them into this program. For those of you who are interested, it's $1,250 to sponsor a kid and change their lives. You know, these celebrities in Hollywood will fly 10,000 miles to Africa to go do something, and that's, you know, is it good or I'm not going to debate that, but there are kids right here in America who want and who want to do something more. And let me tell you something about these kids. These kids will are capable of helping 5,000 Africans if you help them. And I'm not saying you don't want to help these African kids. Fine, help them. But who's going to be the next Elon Musk? Who's going to be the next Warren Buffett? It's going to be somebody that you help. I am a product of exactly why we do this program. The Mormon family, when my grandparents worked for them, they said to me and my brother, do you guys want to go to a private school? 30, 40 grand a year. This is a long time ago. Yeah, we want to go. We'll pay for it. They paid for us to go to this school. I mean, hundreds of thousands of dollars they spent on us to go to the Marine Military Academy. I couldn't be more happy because I learned about the military at that school. I got squared away. That's what we call it in the military, squared away. I learned discipline. I was disciplined, but I learned even more discipline. I learned how to respect and love this country. I was taught by people who fought at Guadalcanal, Marines, who were the toughest guys on the planet. You know, and they taught us the discipline and esprit de corps and all these things that you can only learn in that environment. And then I'm also happy because that same family moved us to a ranch where I had to work. I painted fences. I cleared fields. You know, it's hard work. So you learn to respect hard work early on in life. Then I went to military school and learned discipline and hard work and perseverance and all kinds of stuff. This is what you want to do. So when you do this with these kids, they get involved in a program that teaches them how to critically think. Then we help them select the college that is not going to indoctrinate. We teach them, don't put all this money into a college education. Put as little of it as you can and get the best education possible. And that's not where you may think it is. Not where the left wants to drive you to. That education could be a fraction of the cost and be better. It's somewhere you never considered. And oh, by the way, how about you pick a degree that doesn't, you know, that you actually use? Do you know 73% of people graduate college don't use their degrees? That's ridiculous. And don't get me into the racism and the classism of college. Our programs work. And that's why I'm so happy when you guys, I don't care if you give us a dollar or you give us $10,000. We are happy to get it because it goes right to work for one of these kids. And we change America one person at a time. But who's that person that's going to be the catalyst? Who's going to be 20, 30 years from now fighting the good fight or preserving the fight that we put together? You're probably going to be responsible for that person because it's not going to be one of these lefties. Anyway, when we come back, folks, we're going to talk about monkeypox. And then later, I'm going to talk about Fauci the liar. Keep it here.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Lockdowns. Mandates, vaccine mandates, etc. It's not going to work again, lefties. We're on to you. The LGBT pox is what we should be calling monkeypox. And yes, I know that monkeypox mostly impacts only the B and the G, the bisexual gays of the alphabet group, but that's enough for them to own it. Welcome, folks of the NGMW. That's the not gay man, woman, and actually with the NGMWQ, because you can still be questioning, like questioning did you marry the right person, or questioning do you really like who you are, or whatever. So we'll add the Qs. And because we have a lawsuit against the LGBT over the T's, because if you're transsexual and you transition from a male to a woman and you want to still date men, well, are you really, you know, part of the LGBTQ? WTF? Not really. So we're the NGNWQT. And let's just put the plus there because they have a plus. Why can't we have a plus? We got our initials. Uh-huh. That's some of the stuff that we talk about the comedy show, but we go into a little bit more detail and have a little bit more fun with the subject because I think it's very hysterical that the LGBT has all their initials. We have to know all their intersectionalities and all the different things that they are. How many initials can you have when there are 71 genders and all this gender fluidity and all the other stuff? And by the way, my pronouns are screw you. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. 844-551-8255. The nonsense around your pronouns and all this this other crap that the left puts on us. Well, here's one for them. Monkeypox, LGBT pox, gay pox. We'll figure out something clever for it. This article came from CNBC. California Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency over the rapidly spreading monkeypox outbreak on Monday, the third U.S. state to do so in a matter of days. Newsom said the emergency declaration would help support the state's vaccination efforts. Demand for vaccines has outstripped supply as infections rise. Nonsense. They have tens of thousands of monkeypox vaccines ready to go. Staff, get this. Staff at sexual health clinics, there's your hint, right? And other sites have struggled to keep up with the influx of people seeking the shots. Well, I wonder who it is seeking the shots. I think I already told you. It's the BG of the alphabet group, the bisexual and gay men. Which, by the way, let's just drop the pretense with the bisexual. If you're bisexual, meaning you're a man that thinks that you should be with men and women, you're just gay. Because the left can't even define a woman, so you don't know what you're with. Just call yourselves gay. You're the LGBTQ. Forget the B. You know, Kevin, it could be a bisexual woman. Yeah, nobody cares about them. Anyway, so they go on. California is mobilizing personnel from its emergency medical services. Yeah. Unbelievable. To administer these vaccines. Yeah. Newsom said the state is working across all levels of government to slow the spread through testing, contact tracing, and community outreach. Woohoo! Just like it was in the 1980s when HIV was here. California's declaration comes after Illinois declared a public health emergency earlier Monday. New York declared a state disaster emergency in response to the outbreak last Friday. I want you to understand the level of hyperbole here. 6,000 cases of monkeypox reported across 48 states, including Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico, according to the CDC. The outbreak has spread swiftly since health authorities in Boston confirmed the first case in May. Let's figure this out, folks. May, June, and July. All of a quarter, they got the first case, and in 90 days, it's 6,000. Now, I understand how numbers multiply. 6,000 can, if we go another quarter at that rate, you know, we could be at a million. You know, we could be 20 million. Nope, not going to be the case. They said, California, now I'll get to that in just a second. They said, California, Illinois, New York, home to the three largest cities, have reported 47% of all confirmed monkeypox infections in the U.S. New York, they say, is the epicenter of the outbreak. Surprise, surprise. And too bad they don't have Killer Cuomo there to kill him off some gay men. Anyway, they say it's the epicenter with nearly 1,400 confirmed cases as of Monday. Now, what's the big deal? Monkeypox, they say, is rarely fatal and no deaths have been reported in the U.S. so far. But some patients suffer excruciating pain from the rash caused by the virus. Scientists and public health officials are worried monkeypox could circulate permanently in the U.S. if the outbreak isn't contained. Huh. The WHO declared monkeypox a global health emergency last month. More than 19,000 monkeypox cases have been reported in at least 78 countries. Now, do you want to do the math? If there were 20,000 monkeypox cases in 80 countries, what would that be? 250 cases per country? Oh, so it's a global health emergency. 250 cases per country. They go on to say, the outbreak is unusual because the virus is spreading widely in North America and Europe. In the past, monkeypox spread at low levels in West and Central Africa, where rodents and other animals carry the virus. So rodents carry the virus there, but here in North America, in Europe and North America, no, it's not about rodents. You ready? I know you are. Monkeypox is primarily transmitted through skin-to-skin contact during sex. Gay and bisexual men, the GBs, they give me the heebie-jeebies, are at highest risk of infection right now, public health officials say. About 98% of patients who provided demographic information to clinics identified as men who have sex with other men. Yet, we're declaring it a worldwide global pandemic, and we're on emergency in three states and counting because of a virus that is passed by sex to other men that doesn't kill anybody. See, that to me is silly. Look, I don't want these guys to suffer. I feel for them on a humane scale. But don't try to play games with me. They said monkeypox can also spread through respiratory droplets when an infected person has lesions in their mouth. But this requires prolonged face-to-face interaction. In other words, you need to be lip-locked with a gay dude or a bisexual, somebody that can give you the heebie-jeebies. Okay? This is nonsense. When we get back, we're going to talk about more nonsense that's to do with Fauci the fraud.
Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi departed Taiwan on Wednesday after a whirlwind two-day trip That included a meeting with Taiwan's president and vows to preserve democracy in Taiwan in the face of Chinese threats.
America's determination to preserve democracy here in Taiwan and around the world remains ironclad.
An unreported abduction of a 12-year-old girl found walking in the road near Dadeville, Alabama, leads to the discovery of two bodies in a house and an arrest. 37-year-old Jose Pascual Reyes could face capital murder charges as the investigation is just underway. Australian farmers near Dalgety, New South Wales, found space debris scattered across their fields last month. An astrophysicist who examined the junk now believes it was a piece from the SpaceX Dragon aircraft used during the Crew-1 mission in 2020. USA Radio News. High-speed solar winds from a hole in the sun's atmosphere are set to hit Earth's magnetic field today, triggering a minor G1 geomagnetic storm. It has the potential to cause minor fluctuations in power grids, impact some satellite functions, including those for mobile devices and GPS systems. As food banks are once again saving lives during this recession, one such location was forced to close its doors in New Jersey.
The Angels Community Outreach Food Pantry in Pittman, New Jersey has temporarily closed down after running out of food for the first time since opening. The organization's director, Alyssa Darrow, tells Fox News that it's tough when everything costs more.
People that are working, they just don't have enough money at the end of the month to put extra food on the table.
The Consumer Price Index reports grocery prices marked a new 40-year high in June by rising over 10% since last year. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The next Congress and the next president should crack down on this insanity and crack down very, very hard and very, very quickly. The civil liberties of people, the safety of law-abiding Americans cannot be violated by weak mayors and cowardly governors.
I think that was Donald Trump talking about crime rates and things like this in one of his rallies, but he goes on to talk about these weak governors and weak mayors and alluding to that. And then he also gives a jab at these the military, the people who force vaccinations. And we're going to get into that because I'm going to prove to you and prove to the people that were naysayers as I was given all the data about this vaccine stuff, who, by the way, don't have the guts to write me and say, Kevin, you were right, or call me at 844-551-8255 and tell me I was right. By the way, if you want to reach me and tell me I was right on the website, it's the Kevin Jackson Network, but don't have the guts. See, when I'm telling you something on this radio show based on what the evidence is that I have, it's already been adjudicated. It isn't like I'm going, I wonder, because if I'm wondering, I'll tell you, and I'm wondering about this or I'm wondering about that. When I tell you they lie to you about the number of people who had this disease and the virus, the number of people who are actually dying from the virus, the number of people who are getting vaccinated, that number's overstated. The number of people who've, the reason why they've overstated the number of people who've gotten the vaccination is because if, let's say they tell you 100 million people got the vaccination and 10,000 people died. Well, 100 million and 10,000, you're like, eh. I mean, it's still a lot to me, but it's not a big deal. But if they really told you that it's only 10 million people that got the vaccination and 10 million of them died, I mean, 10,000 and 10 million, well, 10 million of 10 million, you get what I mean. But if it was 10 million people that got the vaccination and 10,000 died, that's a much bigger deal. But they don't want to tell you. They want to keep this truth from you. Anyway, here's what Trump had to say about the vaccination for the military. And I mentioned in another show that the dam is starting to break. People are suing because they got fired for religious reasons. Those lawsuits are going to abound. Just wait. You're going to get all the people that were complicit, that went with this, are going to get in trouble. And they're going, when they go to court, they're going to use Fauci and the CDC's own words for this, which is the reason why I made the decision I made when they were, well, the CDC says wear a mask, don't wear a mask, wear the mask on your butt, you know, wear the mask on your feet, because it's just as effective there. I mean, it was insanity. what they were telling you that would work, they went against basic common sense. It's like my buddy goes, if you can smell bacon through your mask, you can catch Wu flu through your mask. You know, of course you can. The only thing, and look, I don't want to treat you like children, but we all know the only thing a mask does is keep you from spitting on somebody. And yes, that's more, you know, woo, I'd rather you not spit on me, but let's face it, if we're talking and you're in the same room, eventually I'm going to breathe your air. And it's naive to think otherwise. Anyway, here's what Trump had to say about the military who were fired for refusing to get the vaccination. And by the way, I applaud those troops. I don't consider them heroes, but to some degree they are, because they said, screw you. I mean, I feel the same as when I told Fox to shove it. And they go, you will take back your comments about those skanks. I will not take my comments about those skanks back. Anyway, here's Trump.
We have to abolish all COVID mandates and lockdowns, rehire every patriot who was shamefully fired from the military with an apology. We have to give them an apology and all of their back pay.
Finally, some sanity when it comes to this COVID nonsense. And here's the guy who did Operation Warp Speed, and Trump is finally getting it. And he's getting it because he's finally looking at the data, and he's going, you know what? I haven't heard him mention Operation Warp Speed in a long time, because he needs to back away from that. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. People need to go to prison for this. Fauci the fraud and many others. And I'm just going to play. Here's Fauci in today. And then I'm going to play a clip he had that was a year ago in May. But I want to play the one that he's doing today. And this is him lying about vaccinated versus unvaccinated, knowing the data. We've got data from all over the world. And you want to know what that data proves? It doesn't suggest. That data proves that if you got vaccinated, you are more likely to catch COVID. You are more likely to be hospitalized from it. And you are more likely to die from it. That's what the data proves. And Fauci is essentially, I'm going to play, you know, should we play the May one early? Yeah, let's play. Okay, I'm going to play the May one first, and then I'll play the other one second. Here's what he said in May of 2021 about COVID.
Good morning, John. Good to be with you.
It's good to be with you. The new guidance on masks is confusing people a little, because 2 weeks ago the CDC said that people who had been vaccinated were safer while wearing masks. Now there's new guidance. What changed in that period?
Well, what's happened has been an accumulation of data, John, showing the real-world effectiveness of the vaccines. It is even better than in the clinical trials. Well over 90% protecting you against disease, number one. Number two, a number of papers have come out in the past couple of weeks showing that the vaccine protects even against the variants that are circulating. And thirdly, we're seeing that it is very unlikely that a vaccinated person, even if they're as a breakthrough infection, would transmit it to someone else. So the accumulation of all of those scientific facts, information, and evidence brought the CDC to make that decision to say, now, when you're vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask, not only outdoors, but you don't need to wear it indoors.
So on that third point, let me ask you this. If I have no symptoms, and I have been vaccinated, but I'm infected, what's the difference between that and if I have no symptoms and am infected but have not been vaccinated?
Good question, John. And what the issue is that the level of virus in your nasal pharynx, which is correlated with whether or not you were going to transmit it to someone else, is considerably lower. So even though there are breakthrough infections with vaccinated people, almost always the people are asymptomatic, and the level of virus is so low it makes it extremely unlikely, not impossible, but very, very low likelihood that they're going to transmit it. Whereas when people who are getting infected, who are without symptoms, who are not vaccinated, generally the titer or the level of virus, relatively speaking, is higher than in the vaccinated individuals.
Absolute, total BS gobbledygook. He said this in May of 2021. Now, I'm not going to play the other clip now because we're going to run out of time. I'm going to play it in the next segment. But I'll tell you, this is high crimes as far as I'm concerned. Guidance on masks. People were safer while wearing masks. What changed? Accumulation of data. Real-world effectiveness of the vaccines. He touted that these vaccines were greater than 90% effective. That's a lie. He then said, including variants. And so the one that there was so much contradiction on this, it was insane. Now, we haven't been talking about it for a while, but this was May of 2021. He claimed that you get vaccinated, and that was it. And remember when it was, well, it's not just about the vaccinations now. You got to get the boosters, the boosters. And then we learned, of course, that while he and Joe Biden got vaccinated and boosted, the two people who are the top dogs of what we should be doing in healthcare and in fighting the virus, the two guys both get it. And worse than that, I'm not sure if Fauci got it twice. I think he did. But there's no question Joe Biden gets it. They give him the treatments, and then he gets it again. Or maybe he just forgot that he got it the first time because of crime. You know, he does have dementia, so who knows? But this is what we're dealing with. So then, Fauci says greater than 90% effectiveness because there's real-world effectiveness of the vaccine. They've got the data now. Breakthrough infections are less. You don't need to wear a mask indoors or outdoors. You, as a carrier, as a vaccinated person or not a carrier, you're not the one, what they call us, the super spreaders. You're not a super spreader. It is the unvaxxed who are super spreaders. Why? Because the less level of virus in your nasal pharynx is considerably lower, right? He wants to give you a bunch of fancy words as opposed to just saying, well, there's not as much of the virus in your mucus or your mucous membrane if you're vaccinated, which, by the way, would still be a lie. None of this was tested. He just said it, and we were all supposed to go for it. People lost their lives over guidance that sucked. And if you were to go back and do look at Fauci at the timeline of all this stuff, you'll find out he knew nothing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I want to play these two clips in sequence. We played the one in the previous segment. But to hear them back to back, and I'm going to break in between just to let you know that we're going to the second one. But you will hear Fauci contradict himself, and this little putz doesn't even know that he's doing it. And you'll catch it. But let's play the first one, which we played earlier. And this is Fauci in May of 2021 saying how effective the vaccines are and why you don't have to do a mask. If you get vaccinated, you don't need them in or out, etc., which turned out to be a lie.
Now we turn to the coronavirus pandemic and President Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Good morning, Dr. Fauci. Good morning, John. Good to be with you.
It's good to be with you. The new guidance on masks is confusing people a little because 2 weeks ago the CDC said that people who had been vaccinated were safer while wearing masks. Now there's new guidance. What changed in that period?
Well, what's happened has been an accumulation of data, John, showing the real-world effectiveness of the vaccines. It is even better than in the clinical trials. Well over 90% protecting you against disease, number one. Number two, a number of papers have come out in the past couple of weeks showing that the vaccine protects even against the variants that are circulating. And thirdly, we're seeing that it is very unlikely that a vaccinated person, even if there's a breakthrough infection, would transmit it to someone else. So the accumulation of all of those scientific facts, information, and evidence brought the CDC to make that decision to say, now, when you're vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask, not only outdoors, but you don't need to wear it indoors.
So on that third point, let me ask you this. If I have no symptoms, and I have been vaccinated, but I'm infected, what's the difference between that and if I have no symptoms and am infected but have not been vaccinated?
Good question, John. And what the issue is that the level of virus in your nasopharynx, which is correlated with whether or not you were going to transmit it to someone else, is considerably lower. So even though there are breakthrough infections with vaccinated people, almost always the people are asymptomatic, and the level of virus is so low it makes it extremely unlikely, not impossible, but very, very low likelihood that they're going to transmit it. Whereas when people who are getting infected, who are without symptoms, who are not vaccinated, generally the titer or the level of virus, relatively speaking, is higher than in the vaccinated individuals.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Fauci lying. 90% effectiveness. You can't spread it. We're the super spreaders that didn't get it. We are the pure bloods who did not get this vaccine. I promise you, our blood is the best blood you can have in America right now. Well, let me play the second clip, and you can hear for yourself Fauci effectively lying about everything that he said before, lying going forward, and still trying to get people to get vaccinated, etc. But if you don't catch it, I promise you, I'm going to make sure that I discuss it with you, but I think you'll catch it. Here's what Fauci had to say recently about the vaccines.
Data are overwhelming. When you look at the difference between vaccinated people, particularly those who are boosted, and unvaccinated people, the hospitalization, morbidity, and mortality weighs extremely heavily, multifold, among the unvaccinated. That's not necessarily the case because of the way the virus has evolved when you're dealing with the acquisition of infection. So right. What we need is, I think what you're hinting at, we need vaccines that are better because of the breadth and the durability, because we know that immunity wanes over several months, and that's the reason why we have boosters.
Right.
But also we need vaccines that protect against infection, and those are the next generation of mucosally administered. By mucosally, we mean through a nasal administration or an oral administration, yeah. And that's what we're working very hard on to get.
So Fauci says more unvaccinated end up in the hospital than vaccinated. I looked it up. You look at all the CDC reports, the government reports, and they verify what he says. But when you dig deeper and you go three or four pages in, you find out it's all BS. Go to fullfact.org and you can find out. They said this: in Britain, as in the rest of Europe, 80 to 90% of those hospitalized with COVID are unvaccinated. This was in The Economist on 16 October of 2021. The people that actually fact-checked that said that figure is 35%. That's what it actually is. So in other words, 65% of the vaccinated, of the hospitalizations, are from the vaccinated. They said it's just not true. They said the latest data, this was in October again, and it hasn't gotten any better for the non-vax. And I'm going to go back to what Fauci the fraud said here in a second. But he says the latest data from the UK Health Security Agency suggests that the proportion of unvaccinated COVID-19 cases being admitted after presenting to emergency care within 28 days of a positive test in England is now about 35%. So that's just not true. But let's go back to what Fauci said. He says that those the vaxxed and boosted versus the unvaxxed, hospitalization, he says, weighs multifold towards the unvaxxed. But he says, well, but the acquisition of infection, so what he's saying is that if you getting the infection, there's no difference between the vaxxed and the unvaxxed. So you're still getting sick either way. So he admits that. Then he goes on to say, but what we have to look at are the breadth and the durability of these vaccines. Because, he admits, immunity wanes. So immunity is not a year. Immunity is not even 8 months. Immunity is not even 6 months. Immunity, supposedly with these vaccines, is practically non-existent. It's 2-3 months at best. And to be honest with you, I don't think there is any. So he says, now we need vaccines that will protect against, you ready for this? The infection. Wait a minute. I thought the vaccine was protecting against the infection. When you take a shot and it says you're not going to get tetanus, you get a tetanus shot. So then you step on a rusty nail. They say, when was the last time you had a tetanus shot? You say, I had it 3 months ago. They go, oh, well, you're good because you're covered for this amount of time. They don't say that with WuFlu. These vaccines don't cover you. They made people believe you get this shot, you can't spread it, you can't get it. You're getting it. And not only are you getting it, they're lying about hospitalization. Now, I'm going to say it again because the people that are the naysayers, oh, Kevin, you're spreading misinformation or whatever. I have not spread any misinformation. I'm going to repeat. The number of people who caught Wu Flu early on, much higher than they told you. At this point, I will tell you, almost all of America has had this disease in one form or another, this virus, in one form or another, man, woman, and child. So when you look at that, and then the number of people who died from the disease, not with it, but from it, is a fraction of what they told you. The number of people who got the vaccine is much smaller than they told you. The number of people who've had complications from this disease is much larger than what they told you. The number of people who've gotten the vaccine and had to be hospitalized is much higher than what they've told you. The number of people who are unvaxxed and have gotten a disease and need to be hospitalized is much lower than what they've told you. This is all a manipulation. This is all some kind of a magic trick to make you think that you're doing the right thing. You're being a good public person and protecting all these other people by getting a shot that is ineffective, that makes you believe you're doing something for the greater good, when in fact you are more likely to be passing this thing along. He's telling you. Fauci, in his own words, the vaccine you took is ineffective. The mandated vaccine that changed your DNA by way of your mRNA is ineffective, except it might kill you. Yeah, you're not going to go to the hospital because of Wu Flu, but you're probably going to go because you have a heart attack, or you have a blood clot, or you have some myocarditis, or something involving your heart, or you can end up with some sort of a disorder that's more related to your nervous system. I knew I'd figure it out eventually. Thanks, producer. Fauci's a killer. These people don't want to tell you the truth. Because I wouldn't either if I were them. But they don't want to tell you the truth because you'll never trust them again. But by the way, I don't trust them now. I don't trust them with monkeypox. I don't trust them with anything. I'm going to have to leave it there, folks. Thanks for being here.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.